Hello there friends, welcome to another episode of Mathematics Simplified. Today we are going to study about an important and integral topic in mathematics, which is algebra. So algebra is something which actually creates the math phobia in many students. So we are going to simplify and make it fun to understand. So algebra is a branch of mathematics that deals with symbols and rules for manipulating those symbols. It involves algebraic expressions or equations, studying of the algebraic expressions. So it helps us think logically and critically to solve many problems, both in terms of mathematics and in real life situations. So actually, it is the study of the use of alphabet or letters in the correct way to solve mathematical problems. Initially, algebraical representations might involve pictorial and graphical representations. The ability to grasp the complex and changing concepts is going to help so many mathematical students. So, let us see what exactly algebra is all about. First of all, we have a variable. Yes, a variable. It is a letter or a symbol that represents or shows any member of a collection of two or more numbers. As the name suggests, it may have different values at different times. So the most important and the famous variable is x, as you must be knowing. Next is a constant. It's a letter or a symbol that represents a specific number, so it might have a fixed numeric value. So a very famous constant in mathematics is pi. It's an irrational number lying between 3 and 4. The value is 3.14, going on and on and on infinitely. Then we have the multiplication property. So if we multiply the variables x and y, we can represent it as xy. Also, if we have x multiplied with x multiplied with x denoted by 10 times, that is x being multiplied 10 number of times. So then we can express it as x to the power 10, where x is called the base and 10 is called the exponent or the power. Both the base and the exponent can have many real number values. The operations used in algebra are addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. So the variables x and y, they can be added, and the resultant is expressed as x plus y. If we subtract y from x, it is denoted by x minus y. If we multiply x and y, the product is known as xy. If we divide x and y, we could have x upon y or y upon x as per the situation. So now that we have the operations, what should be the order of the operations? There comes the most important rule, the BODMAS. Perform all operations inside the brackets. First thing, perform all the operations on roots and exponents. Next, perform all divisions and multiplications. moving from left to right. Then perform all the addition and subtraction operations, once again moving from left to right in the expression. Let us take a few simple examples to study more about it. If a child is visiting a fruit seller along with his or her mother, they are buying apples, bananas, and carrots. Now, apples are different from bananas, and bananas are different from mangoes or carrots. So, it is just that if apples are denoted by the letter A, bananas by the letter B, and carrots by the letter C, then if the family is buying 4 apples, 6 bananas, and 5 carrots, what is going to be the algebraic expression? It is going to be 4A plus 6B plus 5C. So we are actually making use of algebra in our day-to-day lives. Let's try to find out the algebraic expressions corresponding to the following statements. Twice of the variable x, it is represented by 2x. Twice of x added to y becomes 2x plus y. 11 added to 2x, that is 2x plus 11. 2 subtracted from 3x is 3x minus 2. 5 times y, to which 8 is added, is 5y plus 8. 5 times y, from which 8 is subtracted, is 5y minus 8. If 5y is subtracted from 8, what is going to be the expression? It is going to be 8 minus 5y. So understanding the statement is very, very important. For algebra, it is just the beginning. So we have to have the ability to grasp changing and complex abstract concepts to stimulate the brain, to help students learn how to think in different newer ways. Here is algebra to the rescue. It helps students organizing their thoughts, making it easier for them to have reasonable responses whenever they are in complex, dynamic, real-life situations. So my friends, we'll keep on learning, keep on practicing, and mathematics is going to be simplified and it's going to be fun. Till the next time.